Find this podcast and others like it at the number one new media network, Podshow.com. Better, faster, stronger. And now with new minty fresh scent.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, make it more possible.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 67. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny.
Hey.
Hey, baby. The 4th of January.
Ugh. It's just a month. T-minus 1 month. It's my birthday.
Oh. I know.
I'm so happy. Okay, so apparently someone saw a UFO at O'Hare on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
There was this whole story.
I didn't
story.
Hear this.
There's a whole story in the Trib about Hall... All these, and professionals, these are people who are actually the ground crew. I think about a dozen people saw this like big flash of light and it didn't move. And then boom, it was gone.
A friend of mine's a pilot. So she's a captain. I should ask her.
Should find out what was going on. I think it was United people. It was a lot of people at United.
She works for United.
And they had sort of all this crazy stuff going on at O'Hare. So there was this big UFO sighting. I thought it was just hysterical. A lot of people are saying it's because of the way the weather was. It was very wet and low lying clouds. So maybe the airport lights could have caused it or something like that. But a lot of people have actually seen it, so the FAA was like involved in trying to investigate it, and yeah, it was very crazy. I should have the I wish I could bet us with like the X-Files music. Yeah, kind of freaky. So it was a little weird thing that I was following for the last couple days, and it's so strange. Nobody, you know, and now they don't call them UFOs anymore, though.
What do they call them?
UAPs.
Oh, nobody calls them UAPs. They call them UFOs.
No, the official term is the unidentified aerial phenomena.
Oh, dear Lord.
But we still call it a UFO because it's easier that way. We're not going to get UFP. UFP sounds very military to me.
Yeah, I don't like it. UFO is what we know.
To trade in your cigarettes for
I like the UFO
pants or something like that.
I loved the X-Files, actually.
I was a huge, huge fan of the X-Files. I really was.
My TiVo gives you suggestions, so they records shit for you, even when you don't tell it to.
Oh, nice.
And it recorded a bunch of X-Files, and it's so exciting.
It's good.
Yeah,
so
I like
where
it.
Are they? What's going on?
I haven't
right
watched
now?
Them yet.
Oh, okay.
They're just in my little save suggestions. We're making our way through it.
Yeah, slowly churning through.
I have to tell you, though, I'm super
loving
Yeah, I'm loving the TiVo, and I'm super excited tonight. So if you're hearing this, run, don't walk, to set your TiVo or your DVR, or whatever you do, because Courtney Cox is premiering her new FX show called Dirt,
yes.
Which I am a huge fan of the FX. You know, love the Nip Tuck, and
yes.
They have been showing these damn trailers for the past 9 months on Nip Tuck. So I am very excited. I hope it's good. I like
do.
Courtney Cox a lot, so.
I do. I think they've got a good writing staff behind them, and they've got a lot of good stuff in there.
It's all about the tabloids, and she's a big tabloid editor who will just go to any lengths to get the story. So I think it's going to be really gritty, and they can cuss. It's kind of like a podcast. They can cuss. They can show tits. They
all
can,
kinds of good stuff.
Well, they can do all that kind of stuff.
Apparently, she was hanging out at somebody's office, like the Star or the Hollywood. No, I think it was the Star. I think she was actually at the offices of the Star, and like trying to learn how they, you know, farm the world for the grit and the dirt and all that good stuff. So.
It's interesting. I mean, it's definitely going to, I think people are interested in that, obviously, since tabloids are such big business. So that's what I'm watching. And then the big season premiere of The L Word is this Sunday night on January 7th. Of course, it will run many, many, many times.
Yes.
But as you know, last season, they killed off my favorite character. They just did all this stuff. But this year, they're introducing Mary Matlin's. Is that her? Mary? Marley Matlin.
Marley Matlin.
I knew I was saying that wrong. Marley Matlin of Children of the Lesser God.
Yeah. The hearing impaired.
Beautiful hearing
gorgeous
impaired.
Gorgeous actress.
Who, she's very sexy.
At a glance, I always confuse with Gillian Anderson.
Oh, do you really?
Very quickly, I look at him. I was like, is that Gillian or Marley? I can't really tell. Huh.
That's interesting. That's when you ask them to speak, I guess. Or I didn't mean that in any disrespectful way, seriously. But there'd be a real quick way to know. But anyhow, so she's going to be on the show. Sybil Shepherd is going to be on the show this
Love
year.
Love the Sybil.
If you saw the Terminator 3, the hot blondie Terminator 3 is going to be on the show this year, getting it on with Shane.
Does she have dark hair now, though?
No, she has blonde hair.
She's
in a relationship with Michelle Rodriguez, supposedly, in real life.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I remember we reported
that.
We did that
story
a long
time ago.
That's right.
Can't remember her name right now. Somebody
will
comment on the podcast.
It'll be there.
But so there are lots of new characters on the scene this year. So I guess lesbians everywhere will be watching The L Word.
Yeah.
I know gay men who watch it and they just get up during the sex parts.
Well, you know, I think the first season of The L Word, we saw just so much ass.
Yeah.
There was so much boy ass, like right in the screen all the time. And it was pretty boy ass.
It was that pretty boy who's on Ugly Betty now.
Oh,
I think he's a cute boy.
He is. He's really, and he's got a gorgeous backside. And I mean, granted, it was probably made up to within an inch of its life.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Pretty butt, it's pretty butt.
Pancake butt.
Nothing wrong. Just don't sit on the good chairs.
Yeah.
Plastic on everything. But, you know, I know some guys who watch it. I don't know. It's kind of, I think we're, I don't know. It's just the queerest folk. I think a lot of boys got jaded by the last couple seasons of the American version because they were really just terrible and drawn out and horrible and it was really bad. So there's this reticence. I mean, again, it's the passive gays. They don't want to watch gay TV. It's like, you idiots, you need to be watching this.
I have literally at times wanted to throw my shoe through my television that I've hated The L Word so much. Like, I could enjoy Queer as Folk because it's not, I'm not a guy.
Right.
So to me, it was just fluff. It just wasn't what it was. But I really want the writing to be better on The L Word this year. I am praying that the writing will be better and less self-indulgent and, you know, and that they'll not try to wrap everything up in a week. We had a major character die last year and they did it in about 3 episodes as opposed to really doing it throughout the year and letting it have any kind of weight or, I don't know, real struggle. I don't know. I just thought it was a irresponsible use of telling that story, honestly. Yeah. But anyhow, so I have my opinions, but I watch because I need to watch because I need to know what they're doing. So
yeah, well, there's and it is important to watch. Well, you know,
and I wear my house shoes now, so if I throw them, it won't hurt anything.
It'll bounce.
Or
off
I
the
wear
flat
socks.
Screen.
I cannot wear my big boots or my spiky shoes.
You'll break the TV and crack the flat screen. Don't
break the flat screen.
That would be bad. Well, you know, the Days of Our Lives. We got to watch the Days of Our Lives.
The Days of Our Lives
for the trans character.
Oh no, that's All My Children.
All My Children. See, I got it completely wrong.
I'm
such a bad gay man, but we do have to watch. Well, I know it's Pine Valley because we said Saw before Hidden Valley Ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch, which made Alexander Billings pee your pants.
Just a little. So I do need to start paying attention to that, and I haven't been because
they're taking a long time with that storyline,
which is good.
It's not happening quickly.
But that's good because it doesn't mean I'm missing anything.
But sometimes it takes literally 3 episodes of a soap opera for somebody to flick their hair over their shoulder. You know?
Well, yeah, but they also have to do 5 a week. So
yeah, no, I'm with you.
But you
can kind of watch it once a week and know what happened.
Usually you can watch on Friday and understand everything.
Yep.
You really only have to tape the Thursday and the Friday show.
There you go.
So that's there. So there's 2 neat things going on in Chicago that I wanted to talk about today because I feel that this is a great Chicago show. We're going to be talking about the boys from Chicago Takes Off. We're going to be talking with them, Todd Keach and Keith Elliott, the founders of Dance for Life, and they're doing a big T-Pan benefit. So Chicago Takes Off obviously has an aviation theme, which is why I brought up the UFO at O'Hare.
Yes.
But I've got two other I've got one other aviation theme thing.
Ah.
JetBlue is now going to start flying out of Chicago.
Wow.
So in fact, when you guys are listening to this, JetBlue is already doing flights between here and New York. Now, I looked up a flight just before this show. I looked up a flight between here and New York and it was $39 one way.
Wow. Well, now I do have a friend who just bought a flight on American Airlines for $96 and he flies that
round trip
all the time. Round trip.
Nice.
He said he could not believe it.
Nice.
So I think maybe the market is definitely being in competition with what's going on here.
Well, JetBlue is really going to significantly lower the prices out of Chicago. They're just doing these couple of routes from O'Hare to JFK. And I think there's one other one that they're starting with. But this is such exciting news because I've been watching JetBlue ever since they first started. It's ultra cheap fares. It's really easy to get a last minute flight on JetBlue right now, at least. I mean, that's probably going to change in the near future because they will become so popular. But you can go from Chicago to JFK and JFK to San Juan one way for about $140.
Wow.
So Peter Maverick is going to Puerto Rico a couple times next year if he can. Seriously, because I love the San Juan. The food is great. The beaches are gorgeous. And the men just have more ass than I know what to do with. You know, that also falls in line with Chicago Takes Off and the stripper theme. But there I'm really go. Excited about that. The other big thing, the other big Chicago story, and I don't really know how they're going to do this because there's all these RTA deficits and blah, 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 blah. They're trying to swing out the budget. They're making a serious bid in 2007 for the 2016 Olympics to come to Chicago.
Yeah, they sure are.
They need to find about $1.5 billion.
Good God.
So I don't know where they're going to find that. But we're really trying to steal it away from LA because LA is the other big North American contender for the 2016 Olympics. And I would love to see them here. I really would. It would be so great to have the Summer Olympics here in Chicago. I mean, we had the Gay Games, which was just awesome. And I would love to have the big Olympics here as well.
I have to say, I would not like to have the Olympics.
Why? Why
here.
Not?
Well, I just think, you know, I grew up outside of Atlanta, and the Atlanta Olympics were, in one regard, they built new facilities, and they you know, a lot of things have to happen to an area for the Olympics to take place, which is why they need $1.something billion. But it's just, it is really, talk about something happening with an abrupt, not gradual change. And I know when you think it's 2016, that's not that far away.
Right. It's only 10
and
years.
It's really, from what I know of Atlanta, it really, and other places, if you know places that, you know, Knoxville had the World's Fair one year. And these kind of big events really rip and alter a city landscape. They really alter politically and socioeconomically a political landscape. Mm-hmm. What we saw in Atlanta were a lot of people getting moved out of neighborhoods, lower income areas getting really just shoved aside, developers building villages and facilities expanding. And yeah, it's, I mean, you know, it's progress and it's growth and it's economic growth. It can be, it can also be huge, what's the word? Debt to a city as well. But if it's not all budgeted correctly and handled correctly. But then you have all these facilities that if somebody doesn't really take the planning and care and wherewithal to know what to do with them after the 3-week event happens in the town or the city, you know, you just kind of have them and they create cobwebs and they're not... They really need to do a lot of planning. I mean, the only good thing is if it does happen here, I do think the Daily and the city will really do a lot of thought on this. But but it's really impactful. And I have to say it would be a month of the city in Chicago where I love that month opens up and it would not be our city for that month. And maybe that's good and maybe that's not. But part of me would prefer it to happen in LA.
I think 10 years ago, I would have agreed with you.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm looking at the political landscape in Chicago and looking at just the landscape in Chicago 10 years ago, I really would have agreed with you. But I think that facility-wise, I mean, I was poking around in some of the details. Facility-wise, we already have a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't have to do as much new building as they had to do, say, in Athens or in Atlanta.
Sure.
Because we do, we are a huge sports city to begin with. So,
right.
So we do have a lot of stuff there. The housing and everything, that is a big issue, and that's actually where a good chunk of that $1.5 billion is actually going to go.
Yeah.
It will go there, but the other side of me says the tourism dollars that come into Chicago, I'm a happy Chicagoan, and I know that's a nice tax.
Absolutely.
I know that's, and you're a homeowner, and that's good for everybody's everything.
It is.
And it really goes there. So, yeah.
We would really, as much as we felt like we felt it when the Gay Games would here, we would really feel it when it was the...
Truly. Well, the other thing is the bit of that $1.5 billion, which is rather statistically significant, is the project that they're really trying to get underway to, and the Gallery 37 area where they're building that that building right now, they're trying to do direct train lines from each airport to that block.
Wow.
One-way express. It's a $10 fare. You will only get on the train there and you will get off at the airport.
At Randolph in Michigan?
Right.
Oh, wow.
The thought is that the tourists can come downtown. You can check your baggage downtown and it'll automatically get to the airport.
Yeah, that's smart.
And then
smart.
You can just hop on the train 2 hours before you have to get on your plane and you're done.
Yeah.
So the tourism dollars can really stay in the heart of downtown. So that actually, that $1.5 billion number encompasses a lot of that because that's a huge project. The CTA did not get that approved. They could not get the privatized funding that they needed for that. So that's still in a state of flux. But that number actually represents statistically a lot of that money going on in there. So it's going to be interesting if we do get it, though. I would love that. I would absolutely love to take a one-way train from downtown and have to stop. My God, you'd be at O'Hare in like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be the fastest. It'd be the fastest thing. The infrastructure involved in that is very costly. That's why they're talking about that. And the plans for this sort of they sort of failed because we didn't make the Olympic bid. If we make the Olympic bid and we get it, they're totally going to do it. They're totally going to do it because they have to do it.
Yeah.
It's necessary.
Well, I mean, definitely a lot of the growth that's happened in downtown Chicago with the theater district, with the Millennium Park. I mean, there has been so much enormous growth. And I do think that with the, you know, with the gay games, what you don't realize, though, with the gay games as opposed to this is the spectator numbers, how those increase. And though we have fields and, of course, they were doing lots of games and events down in Hyde Park, those events do not have areas for spectators whatsoever. We had great facilities and the professional level of facilities to have the events, but we don't have the tennis courts to actually have spectators watch tennis.
And the city proper. But
yeah. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it'll be interesting. I will be reservedly fearful right now and see how they move all that along. But at least you have a city that feels fairly united and, we'll see how that goes down.
Yeah. I'm just a Chicago and I want to say one day that, when the Olympics were here and I had a free hotel room.
That's true.
Well, it wasn't a free hotel.
We were podcasting.
But, right.
By then, we'll probably be doing video. We'll be on television by then.
2016. We'll have our own station.
We'll have our own station.
Well, folks, we're going to come back in just a little bit with some news. And we're going to have Logan Schwartz and Grubiner from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee with us. Jerry Potter is going to join us. And we'll be back to chat with you some more after this.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked. Chicago's newest smash hit musical and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
Need a vacation from your holiday? Crave some real relaxation and cuddle time without Cousin Susie watching your every move? Not to worry, GayHotelDiscounts.com is here to help. If you're a queen in need of a king, bed that is, you can find the luxury you desire at a price you can afford. Powered by the strongest search engine on the web, GayHotelDiscounts.com are your gay travel experts.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
While lesser men strapped on skates and played hockey, you donned skin-tight leotards and a teeny cowboy hat and learned figure eights.
Going round and round.
You practiced and practiced, hoping, knowing, someday you'd be good enough to wear a giant puppet costume and skate in an ice show.
Welcome to the big time.
Skate perfectly and you're a crowd pleaser. Mess up and fall on your butt and you're still a crowd pleaser.
Oh!
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Titan of the Tights. You may never wear a medal, but sequins are shiny too.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jerry Potter 6. Welcome to 2007. Now, many people start off the new year with a resolution to work out, so my picks this week are all about working out. I enjoy going to Bally's, so you can go to Bally's.com for more information. They have a variety of gyms for you to pick from all around the United States. Also, I like a new CD that I've been listening to, is Saint Etienne. That's SaintEtienne.com. They have great workout music, and it's kind of trancy, so you can focus on your workout. I really enjoy that. Also, the exercise ball is very important in workouts. It really saves on your back when you're doing sit-ups. There's a variety of exercises that you can do. If you want to go to gymball.com, it has a variety of balls for you to choose from. Now, speaking of balls, I wanted to offer out a workout video for you if you want to work yourself out for Colt Studio. It's called Work It Out. It's a solo video, coltstudio.com. If you email me, I will put your name in a hat and do a drawing for you. That's Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, at windycitymediagroup.com. So that's a video that Jane Fonda cannot compete with. Anyway, I hope everyone's off to a good start this year, and keep pumping it up and listening to Jerry Potter on Jerry Potter's Picks on Windy City Queercast. Thank you.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News. 9 Virginia Episcopal churches displeased with LGBT-friendly denominational head Catherine Jeffords Shorey and the ordination of openly gay Bishop Gene Robinson plan to join the Convocation of Anglicans in North America. The Convocation of Anglicans is an initiative of the Church of Nigeria led by ultra-conservative Archbishop Peter Akinola. Akinola once said, quote, "I cannot think of how a man in his senses would be having sexual relationships with another man. Even in the world of animals, dogs, cows, and lions, we don't hear of such things."
What about penguins? And in Georgia, the White County School District will set up an anti-bullying program at White County High School and pay $10,000 to a group of students who sued for the right to have a gay-straight alliance. The deal also includes the school district paying more than $168,000 in court costs to the American Civil Liberties Union, which helped the students in their legal efforts to form the alliance.
Lawrence could become the first city in Kansas to legally recognize same-sex partnerships. Openly gay City Commissioner Mike Rundle asked the city to research an ordinance for a city-run domestic partnership registry. Rundle said that a registry would provide documentation to local private employers who would offer domestic partner benefits, among other things.
Santa Cruz, California school officials may reconsider campus blood drives after a student was turned away because he had previously had sexual encounters with men. 17-year-old Ronnie Childers volunteered to give blood at Harbor High, but after waiting 3 hours in line, was told he could not donate. Blood drive officials were enforcing the U.S. Food and Drug Administration ban on donations from men who have had sexual relations with other men anytime after 1977.
Excludes me every single time. In Clark County, Ohio, couples planning to marry are asked if either person is transsexual. This question makes the area possibly the only jurisdiction in the country where people are asked to swear that they are not transgendered before receiving a marriage license. Under Ohio law, a person's birth gender is the only one considered legal. Therefore, a trans woman can legally marry a female in Ohio, but gay and lesbian couples cannot wed.
Time magazine has named Alison Bechtel's graphic memoir, Fun Home, a Family Tragicomic, the best book of the year. The memoir follows Bechtel's coming of age in a small town and realizing that she and her father have something in common. They're both gay. Bechtel has been writing her comic strip Dykes to Watch Out For since 1983, and you can see it in Windy City Times.
Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump have resumed attacking each other. O'Donnell, who had been quiet since her nasty spat began with Trump, called him the comb-over on her blog and suggested he was acting like a pimp for Miss USA Tara Conner. Trump responded that Rosie got mentally beaten up by me because she's a mental midget and a lowlife.
And that is your Windy City Queercast News.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Wicked, the most popular musical in Chicago history. For tickets, visit wickedthemusical.com/Chicago.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from NewWorldAstrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at NewWorldAstrology.com.
Hey, this is Del Shores, and you're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast.
Well, folks, February in Chicago may not be the warmest of months, but that won't stop a group of Chicago's dance and performing arts professionals from showing us their finest assets in Chicago Takes Off, a benefit performance for the Test Positive Aware Network that promises an evening of classy, fun, and sexy burlesque that will take the audience on the fantasy flight of their lives. I'm so pleased to be joined by producer and director Todd Keach and Keith Elliott here in the studio. Hi, boys.
Hi, Peter.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Really good.
Post-Christmas Fantastic. Bliss. You boys are the first ones to sort of pop the in-studio guest cherry.
Yes.
You're the first in-studio guest ever.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
absolutely.
An honor.
Absolutely. Yes. So let's talk for a minute about this big, giant show that you guys are putting together. Now, for those who don't know, I want to give just a little bit of quick background. TPAN is a peer-led programming group, and they have all kinds of support services, information, advocacy for HIV positive and people, and they do HIV seminars and knowledge and sensitivity training and blah, blah, blah. They have a whole huge history in Chicago. So it's a really great, and I think a very active kind of service in the community and company. And I think it's so wonderful that you guys are doing this big, giant, fun benefit thing. So what is Chicago Takes Off? What is this? Tell me a little bit about this. Dish on this.
Well, you know where it came from. Todd and I actually created Dance for Life, which started 15 years ago, and it's a benefit dance concert. So he and I started that and produced it, and it's just carried on over the past 15 years and has become a great show. Well, Danny Copelson, who works at Test Positive Aware Network, came to Todd and I, and he said, you know what, we need to create a dance for life for Test Positive Aware Network, but it needs to be naked.
Ooh. Naked.
Naked.
As Todd grins and says.
Well, there's nothing wrong about naked. I mean, that just makes it all the more fun. So,
Well, I mean, absolutely. But it's not quite naked. But tell us a little bit about what the show will be.
We're actually patterning it very much after a show from New York, which is called Broadway Bears. Mm-hmm. And I got to see Broadway Bears live this past summer.
Mm-hmm. We went together.
We were there together, yes. How much fun was that?
It was a hoot.
Were you guys down front?
Yeah, we were like right up, like our noses were right in that front corner.
Right underneath the right one of that girl with the big, this woman had large New York strip steaks on her breasts, and we were right underneath the right one pretty much.
Yeah, but I'd seen Broadway Bears several years of it on videotape, and every show I'd seen was just so much fun and so exciting. I'm like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, and we needed something here like that here in Chicago. So when Danny approached us with this, it was the ideal opportunity to just, you know, bring that kind of fun and a little bit of raciness to Chicago as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing with, you know, Test Positive Aware Network too, and the reason that this show fits that particular organization is the fact that they really put out a sex positive persona, and they're really trying to get the information out that, you know, sex is okay, and with them it's okay to have an event like this where people do take off their clothes, because most benefits you can't get away with it.
Right, it's sort of, you know, big, money, here. But now people get a little bit.
They get a little bit more.
They get a little bit extra. So the name is obviously Chicago Takes Off, and anyone living under a rock probably has not seen the ads because they're just everywhere. I've seen them in every publication. I've been flipping around like, there's that naked boy again. There's that nice naked boy again. But there's kind of an aviation sort of theme.
There is. Well, not the name doesn't really depict it. It just happened to evolve. Mm-hmm. And we decided that every year we'd have a different type of theme that mm-hmm. would go along with the show Chicago Takes Off. But it just evolved. I think the name kind of drove us that way this first year. But Todd has already laid out a couple ideas for the next couple years.
Yeah, we're tossing around some ideas.
So this is just the first in many. I mean, this seems like this is going to be sort of the premier one that comes out at the beginning of it. But you guys do plan on keeping this going, yeah?
Knock on wood, yeah.
Yeah, it's so far ticket sales are going amazingly well. And awesome. It's interesting the fact that this is the first time that T-Pan is doing something like this where they're not sending out invitations at all.
Oh, wow.
The only way you can get your tickets is you just go online. Everyone's so savvy. Mm-hmm. To order it online, and they feel secure and safe. So that's the only way they're selling tickets, and they're flying out the door.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, we want to tell folks, and we're going to repeat this, and it's also going to be in the show notes for what comes up, but it's tpan.com. Make sure you visit that. There's all kinds of, it's right there. You can see it right on the front page. Chicago Takes Off if you want to get tickets. It's a benefit, so you can buy individual tickets. You can be a table captain. You can be all kinds of, there's all kinds of things to do. And it's at the Park West, which is just such a wonderful showcase venue. And it's a big, friendly environment too, and it's very conducive to interacting with what's on the stage. And speaking of interacting with what's on the stage, tell us a little bit first about like what kind of numbers are we going to see on the stage? So Chicago Takes Off, we've got this sort of flight theme.
Yes, we do have a flight theme.
Tease for
really,
us.
The whole show, I mean, the whole show is a fantasy flight from beginning to end. So we're taking you on this trip. So just from the moment you walk in the door, you've got your boarding pass. You come in, you're gonna have a little bit of a security scan, which will be a little more fun. It'll be a little more fun than the security scan you actually go through at an airport.
Yeah,
yes, it can be.
And then from there, we get on the flight and we start right off the bat. And so it's gonna be like the idyllic, fantasy, fun flight. And we've got a really hot pilot who's doing a number with some little stewardesses, and we might have some special guest performers like. Well,
yes.
You might just see Liza Minnelli in first class. You never know.
Excellent.
You never know.
You always have to run in. You always have to
She'll
run in.
She'll keep her clothes on, though.
Now, I also want to mention to people that this is dance. These are a lot of professional people are going to be on stage doing this. How do you cast for something like this? Do you say, okay, everybody who wants to take off their clothes, raise their hand? Or
Well, we ask them to take them off. Right. And if they do, then they can be in the show.
Are you still casting? Can I join you?
<You're> right.
It comes in a different way, a couple different ways. We did hold an audition. Mm-hmm. That's how we gained some dancers and performers. So we're really going into all the different areas of performance, not only dancers, but mm-hmm. we're also looking for actors, singers. We're also looking for bodybuilders as well. And it's natural. I work for a health club. And so I have a finger on the pulse there. So does Todd as well with a lot of bodybuilders.
The pulse.
So to speak.
I'm also in the studio with two very fit gentlemen. This is a little difficult. Just going to put that out
go
there.
Go on. Stop.
And so it'll really encompass a lot of different performance styles and abilities. But a lot of dancing as well. Just that's what Todd and I are used to. And we have a lot of friends in the business.
And we have some of the best dancers in Chicago performing. We've got dancers from, you know, some of the best dance companies in Chicago. We've got some dancers from the Joffrey and from Giordano's, and just amazing, amazing performers. So we're just looking forward to it.
But how we establish the show in the sense of designing it and putting it together, we brought in a lot of our friends who mm-hmm. are amazing choreographers here in the city. Mm-hmm. The likes of Harrison McEldowney, Jeremy Plummer, Eddie Ocampo, Lane Alexander, who runs the Chicago Human mm-hmm. Rhythm Project. He's coming aboard doing a bunch of rhythm type numbers, and then Todd and myself as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it's an all-star cast, Chicago cast.
Choreographers and dancers and everybody.
Just everybody. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Now, I have seen Broadway Bears, and mm-hmm. I think one of the most awesome things about it is that it's not just a sort of us versus them or them versus us. There's a little interactive piece that sort of happens at the end.
Yes,
where,
definitely.
Because this is a benefit, and you do want to be very generous with your money. So tell us a little bit about...
Well, yeah, and just part of it is we want it to be a really fun event for the people that are coming to see the show. And so it really is something they can participate in. They don't have to just sit back and watch this performance. They get to be a part of it. And at the end, after we're done with our kind of formal performance, we're going to have a little kind of rotation where the dancers will go up and kind of go-go, and you can go up and tip your favorite performers for the evening.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can get a little interaction and also donate a little more money to T-Pan.
Well, so the message then is bring lots of extra cash.
Yes.
After you've purchased your table and all that good stuff. And we do want to let folks know, I know we have some under 21 listeners, so unfortunately this is a 21 and over event. It is at the Park West. Mm-hmm. You must be 21, but that's okay, because even if you're not 21 yet, by the time you turn 21, we're going to be so good at this show. It's going to be, you're going to have it. So you're definitely going to get to see it and all that good stuff. I want to finish real quick, just by talking a little bit more about Dance for Life. Tell us a little bit more about the ongoing projects that you guys have. Do you have anything? I know this is a big one taking up a lot of your time now, but what's in the works for you guys?
Well, for myself, I'll continue with Dance for Life, producing that. It's a year-long project, so it's a matter of just keeping everyone aboard and getting new and more people involved, and keeping the dance companies interested. And this year in Dance for Life, we're looking at having all the companies participate by creating original works for Dance for Life this year, which is August 18th of 2007. Cool. So we're in the process of that right now. So that's my big project that I have still always ongoing.
And where can people find information? Is it danceforlifechicago.org?
.com.
Danceforlifechicago.com. Mm-hmm. And Todd, how about you?
This is my big project right now. So this is my fun little project I get to work on.
Well, little project. Last night we're freaking thing, out. We're like, oh my god, we got so much work to do.
Well, folks, we want to tell you that we are T-minus about 1 month away at this point, and look at them both like shaking and saying, "Yay! Oh my god! Oh my god!" And I encourage you to get your tickets now. Please visit tpan.com. You can also call 773-989-9400, or if you feel like sending an email, you can send an email to events@tpan.com for more information. Buy a whole table. Don't just buy a ticket. Buy a whole table. Get your friends. Come on. You can wrestle the money out of them. It's not a hard thing to do. Plus, you might have that sort of Valentine in mind. The show is on February 10th.
Oh, you're very good.
So
good
this idea. May be hey. This may be a good pre-Valentine gift, you know, so work them up. Get them all the hot and sweaty and beautiful peoples. And then, you know, take them home and do what you need to do with them right there for Valentine's Day. So, Todd Keach. And Mr. Keith Elliott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at WCMGpromo@AOL.com.
Folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.